This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Now, better body training is, I think, something we all need, even if we don't have any aches or pains. This is going to be a very fascinating subject. So welcome to the studio, Jo Everill Taylor. Thank you very much for joining us,
Jo. Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Now, was there one particular issue that you felt help was needed with that made you sort of start in this line of business?
Well, personally, I came and changed career because I struggled with my back. So after the birth of my second child, so that was 22 years ago, I had really bad back pain and problems. So having had drug treatment, etc., I thought there had to be a better way. I ended up with stomach problems because of the tablets and everything else. And I thought there just must be a better way. Mm. And I'd always been interested in health and fitness, and really just started investigating down that route. So finding things that would help stretch out, mobilise, and really just look at that whole holistic side of it. So hence... It started off as an interest personally, and then over the last sort of 18, 20 years has developed into something that really is my whole life, where I'm constantly looking after other people now and sharing that knowledge, and I've developed that knowledge in a whole system over those years. So yes,
so you actually got rid of your pain in the end, did you?
Yeah, just actually, by doing and things it's something like, you know, like everybody, you still have to manage. I can still spend a fair amount of my time at a desk, believe it or not, the same as everybody else, where I'm working on my website or managing my business. So I still have to be mindful of posture and everything else the same. And I absolutely love my time to work out, and sharing that with everybody else and seeing the difference it makes in people is just brilliant. It's the best job in the world.
Because the thing is also, I think that people who actually sit around all day, often they're really busy, so it's not that they don't want to do any exercise, it's just they don't have the chance, do they?
Absolutely. And it's so knowing what to do. Everything seems like hard work when you're in pain, doesn't it? Everything seems challenging and difficult, and you just sometimes don't know where to start. So sometimes I'm the place that people start, that they, you know, it can take a while to make that leap and sort of take that leap of faith and go, well, I need to do something.
And also I think if you're in pain, you don't want to do the wrong exercise because it could make it worse. So presumably you're an expert on what is good for pain and what isn't.
Absolutely. I'm a back hair exercise specialist. I'm a Pilates instructor. I'm a biomechanics coach. So I have a lot of underpinning knowledge. I'm not a clinician. I don't diagnose. Yeah. I'm different from a physiotherapist. But I program exercise that absolutely is the correct exercise. So it's finding out what you need and then deciding where we go from here. So getting the foundations in place. And that's different for everybody. Like you say, you've got to know where to start.
And is it true that March is a back care challenge?
It is. Every month we do a challenge. And these challenges are free programs that we put online. We have a Facebook group. So this month, March, is our back care month, and really that resonates with a lot of people. That's one of my biggest areas that I deal with on a day-to-day basis with people. So this month, so each week there's a new video, so there's a new exercise. So it's a mixture of mobility exercises, so those are the exercises that get you moving and loosened off, and then towards the end of the month it's combined then with exercises to help stabilize you, so a couple of little things to help build up a bit of core strength, so all of those come together to help you manage your back. So
that's where it all goes wrong, isn't it? The core. We tend to, I know that I am sitting here thinking, oh, I must sit up, I must sit up, but we do, we kind of, as we, I always had really good posture, but it's gone, and I know that I need to work on my core. But you must see some transformations from your, also it says here, bite-sized training, but you must see some transformations.
Absolutely. I mean, you literally, even in the space of one session, so just 1 hour with somebody, the difference in, that's why I said at the beginning, it's the best job in the world, because people literally have had come in with a walking stick and then gone out without the walking stick, and some of it's the confidence in their bodies, and like you say, just getting moving, reigniting the core. What typically happens if you've had incidents of back pain or struggling to manage your back, your core will typically switch off. So it's a known phenomenon. So you then lose the support, and it's a bit of a downward cascade. So it's about rebuilding that, getting the body working together as a whole. So if we can get then the core firing, you get that sort of almost like an internal corset fired up again.
And that helps your back.
Absolutely. It gives you the support that you need.
I think people forget that, don't they? They forget how valuable the two are together.
Yes. Yeah. And you're not wrong in terms of when you're saying about the posture, because your shoulders rotate inwards, you sort of drop forwards, the ribs drop forwards, and that makes it extraordinarily difficult to have your core switched on. And that brings other issues around it as well, and issues with neck alignment.
Yeah, of course.
So that all adds to perhaps the pain and discomfort that you're feeling as well. So it's about attacking different parts very gently of the body and getting the alignment back to where it is, and then stabilising it back. So that's what we try and help people do.
I think to have good posture can make you actually look younger, can't you? Because often people, they start sort of stooping and things for no reason at all, really.
Absolutely.
And you think, you know, if you're upright and things, you know, you say, well, I'm 70. Oh, I thought you were about 50, you know.
That's right.
And I think that is very important, isn't it?
Definitely. I always say, you know, you can spend a fortune on all these anti-aging creams, but actually spend a little bit of time and effort on your posture. And I think you're absolutely right. It just makes a difference to how you feel, and also how you're perceived by other people, you know.
Because I know one of the things you say, that if you feel the need to sit and rest and put your feet up all the time, that really you should be doing exercise. It's not actually the answer just to sit and do nothing, is it?
That's right. There's that old sort of adage that when you were in pain, it was like, oh, rest, sit on the sofa, take yourself to bed, and actually you just seize up. You know, your body wants to move, your body's designed to move, but it's just about, I think it's the fear factor, isn't it, that cuts in with people. So that's understandable. You would never force somebody into anything, but it's just about that gentle coaxing back into action, and just getting moving in the right ways. Your body wants to move in certain planes of motion, certain directions, and when with things like we're stuck at a desk, we just don't do that amount of movement.
No, we don't. And that's a big problem today, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I did hear something the other day, which I think you'd appreciate. I don't know if you've heard it. Somebody said, rest, you rust. And I thought, wow, that's a different version of what I've heard, similar. But I thought, yeah, that was really good, because we're walking and working through the pain now, aren't we? But
that's right. We have, so the opposite of that one is motion is lotion.
Oh, I like that.
So that's another nice one.
Motion
goes
is
nicely.
Lotion.
We'll have the two sitting together.
Yes.
And that absolutely is.
Yeah.
Because I notice you've been a children's exercise instructor. How are you feeling now when they're talking about so much of the obesity and things like that amongst children? Can you sort of see that this might be a major role in your job soon, to get children more into the exercise routine?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we can underestimate the impact that that's going to have. And certainly going forwards, if you're looking at a generation that is not used to moving, what's going to happen when they are at work, when they become desk bound? They're not even going to have that history of movement and the general fitness and the difference it makes internally, so to organ function, etc. So yes, I think that whole side of it is going to be a big area of business, definitely.
When you were involved in it before, what did you actually do for them? Was it children who'd had injuries and things?
A lot of the children that we'd had coming through with our children's Pilates, some of it is for injury, but a lot of it is for sort of coordination and for learning. And one of my sort of big passion areas, if you like, is how movement affects learning skills and what we call cognitive functions. So a lot of it was to do with that, and how it can have an impact on reading and writing and everything else, and sort of concentration spans, and just the joy that they get from moving as well. Absolutely fantastic.
Releasing all those lovely endorphins.
Definitely, yes. And those feel-good factors. Yes. And that's equally as important for our children, isn't it? They're under a lot of stress to achieve things at school. And, they need those endorphins as well to get them through the day, I think.
Yes.
So going back to what you offer at the moment, do you have classes, or do you do one-to-one sessions with people to discover what's right for them? Or what actually happens? Yeah. What do you offer?
So we have a programme of 18 public sessions. So I have a small team that works with me to deliver those. And then we also have private sessions. So that's when people, if they'd had particular concerns, would come along, do an assessment, get a home programme, and then they can, you know, choose to carry on with that and maybe just check in every so often, or they then go on to join classes. So we try and find a way through to suit everybody, because obviously there's time and money restrictions that everybody's working with. So we're kind of very flexible in that and find a way through. So you're still getting the results, but then it suits you and your schedule.
Yeah. And how do people find out about what you do?
So we have a website, which is www.betterbodytraining.co.uk, and we can, there's lots of information on there. There's all the session timetables, but there's also the links to the free Facebook groups. So we, each month we have a challenge. There's still the January one on there, which was flexibility work. February was mobility work. This month, as we've talked about, is back care. So there's some free resources, lots of free videos, etc., on the website that you can jump on and have a look at. And then obviously there's contact us on there if you want to get in touch. If you just want some help and advice, then, you know, please just email me, and I'm very happy to point you in the right direction to the resources that can help you.
I was looking at your website actually yesterday, and I noticed, oh, you have some lovely fitness instructors on there. They all look very lovely and friendly, and I did notice one, but you had men on mats.
Yes.
And I thought, actually, I have seen a few men at Pilates.
Yes.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, absolutely. The men are very welcome at all of our sessions.
Yeah.
But what we found is that there's almost a perception around Pilates that it's a girly thing with pink mats. And we didn't want it to be that. And we trialled it out, and it was just been hugely successful. We usually have a waiting list for that session, which is
Brilliant.
Great. And it's all the guys working out together. They struggle with the same things, very desk-bound population, tight hamstrings, tight back. So, yeah, so that's just another way that they can get involved in maybe an environment that they feel a bit more comfortable in.
And, of course, a lot of men can't do, like a lot of women, they can't do high impact for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So keeping them supple and agile is so important. I think it's great.
Mm.
I love seeing that.
And what's the new thing that you're studying now? I don't think I can even pronounce it. Kinesiology.
Oh, kinesiology. So that's, yes, more to do with energy flow in the body and different meridians. And it was interesting with Joanne earlier that it really crossed over into that, and just a fascinating side of work.
Well, perhaps when you finish studying everything, we can have you back on the Just Women program to talk about that.
Lovely. I'd be delighted to. Thank you very much.
And I think we've learnt so much from today's program, from every side, haven't we,
Mandy? Have it's been really, really good.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.